Welcome back. So now that you have forgiven everyone everything, you're all done with that. We'll move on to some loving kindness. Metta. Here's the Buddha's words on loving kindness. He said something like, "This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none. The great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those near and far away, those born or to be born. May all living beings be at ease, and let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upward to the skies, downward to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or laying down. Free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding, by not holding to fixed views. The pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world." So it's a tall order, especially free from drowsiness after lunch. That's a tall order. I'm a person that has a lot of faith and confidence in the Dharma and the teachings and the possibility. And some of the ways that the Metta Sutta is taught feels perhaps unrealistic. I like it as a goal, I like it as a practice, I like it as an intention to have this sort of unconditional friendliness, kindness towards all living beings. And maybe it's so, maybe we will get to the point where we care about strangers and we care about our enemies the way that we care about our own children. But to me, as a parent, it feels a little unrealistic. Even though it feels a little unrealistic to me, I have every intention to keep trying. And that's what I love about this, actually, is that it's just asking you to try. I don't know that I'll ever get there, but I'll keep trying. And the more that I try to be kind, the more that I try to be generous, and the more I try to have this open, loving heart, the more success I have, the more progress I feel in my own practice. And this is what I encourage for all of you, to not take this as some sort of, like, you have to be perfect, but progress, opening in that direction, going towards loving kindness for yourself, for all living beings. Does it make some sense? I hope. So finding a way to sit, and we'll have a period of guided meditation, loving kindness instructions. Allowing your eyes to close, your body to relax. Settling into mindfulness of breath and body, arriving fully in your body, back from lunch. Here now. emotions and sensations, thoughts and sounds. The core meditation phrase in this teaching, in this practice is, may all beings be at ease. Reflecting for a moment before we begin the phrases of what it means to be at ease. What it means for you to be at ease, for all beings to be at ease. I think that many of us may be holding misconception about what this means. We think that it means an absence of difficulty. I truly believe that what the Buddha is pointing to here is the capacity to be at ease in the midst of difficulty. To be at ease even when pain, difficult emotions, anxiety or depression, capacity to be at ease with the mind and its bad habits, with the judgments and the fears. To be at ease with the experience of longing or craving, with the experience of aversion. In the midst of our relationships, with our relationship to money, to sexuality, to power or responsibility. And begin the phrases to yourself, may I be at ease. With the reality of my own life. May I be at ease with my mind. With my body. With sickness and old age and death. May I be at ease with aging. Perhaps saying to yourself, may I do what needs to be done so that I can come to this experience of ease. And if you have traditional metta, loving kindness phrases that you like, feel free to use your own. I like to keep it kind of simple. I say, may I be happy. True happiness, reliable happiness. Not the happiness of temporary sense pleasures, but the happiness of deep contentment. A happiness that can coexist with pain. May I be happy. May I be at ease. May I be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Free from clinging, free from hatred, free from confusion. May I be happy, may I be at ease, may I be free. May I be happy, may I be at ease, may I be free. Filling your mind with these phrases, training your mind, or using your own phrases, finding what works well for you. Some friendly and kind phrases, and saying them over and over in your own heart mind. Try not to get caught in the story when you find yourself thinking. Come back to the phrase, may I be happy, may I be at ease. Even with this mind's tendency to wander, no judgment, just come back. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy, may I be at ease. May I be free from suffering. beginning to expand. First, which is those people sitting near you. Who just like you are looking for freedom, looking for happiness, longing to be at ease in this world, in this body. Beginning to offer these phrases from your heart and mind to your neighbors. May you be happy. May you find, may you do what needs to be done to experience true and reliable happiness in your life. May you be at ease with your mind, with your heart, with the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows of existence. May you be at ease. May you be free from suffering. Relinquishing, clinging, responding to pain with compassion. May you do what needs to be done to end suffering in your life. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy. May you be at ease. May you be free. May you be happy. May you be at ease. May you be free. Expanding beyond just the people sitting near us to begin to include everyone in the room. Expanding beyond the room, outward in all directions. Your friends and family. Your teachers. everyone in the near vicinity, throughout the neighborhoods, throughout the city. Throughout the country. The rich and the poor, old and young, outward in all directions, across the seas, the continents, radiating kindness over this entire world. People of all race, religion, those dying, being born, living in poverty, living in wealth, in war zones, places of peace, including both the oppressors and the oppressed. All beings. Beyond the human realm to the realm of animals. From the smallest insects, one-celled living beings, to the largest mammals in the sky, in the sea, on the earth, in the earth. All sentient beings. Radiating kindness. May all beings be at ease. All beings find ease in the midst of their experience, even with the pain, even with the loss and sorrow of existence, through the practice of non-attachment, through the practice of compassion, the practice of forgiveness. May we come to a sense, an experience, a knowing of ease and well-being directly. So a period of walking practice, and you can find your own way with it. My encouragement is, as you walk back and forth in your walking meditation practice, to spend half of the time just sending yourself loving kindness. So, and half of the time sending loving kindness to all beings, including yourself. But like half of the time just for you, because we need a healthy dose of this for ourselves in order to really be able to do it for all beings. And so you can find your own way with that. I mean, you could actually do, you know, kind of time it and do half of the time just for you and then switch. Or you could do, like, going forward, may I be happy, peaceful, and free. Coming back, may all beings be happy and at ease and free. Going forward, may I be happy, have ease and freedom. Coming back. So you could split it up however you'd like. If you have a sense that just want to do the whole time sending metta to yourself, that's okay, right? I encourage that, but at least half of the time just for you. That would be my encouragement. And of course you can ignore my instructions. You do have free will. But that's my encouragement. And there will be a bell. If you're nearby, you will hear it. Please enjoy some walking practice.